You're listening to another life-transforming message from C3 Church San Diego. For more information on our church, go to c3sandiego.com.
2016, but we thank you for what you're about to do. God, we believe again. We hope again. We put our eyes and our focus and our attention on you again. Right now, God, we thank you for who you are, for what you have for us. We fix our eyes on you. We believe again that we will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Our eyes will always be fixed on you, author and perfecter of our faith. We thank you for being so good to us, for your grace, for your mercy, for your strength, for your blessing. How good it is to worship you. We honor you with our lives. From the very first day of this year, we make a decision that you will have our worship. You will have our praise. You will have our focus. You will have the best of us. God, we make a decision not to give you the leftovers, but to give you the best. Every day, our first. We honor you today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Why don't you take your seat? Give somebody a high five. Tell them Happy New Year. Why don't you speak that over them? Tell them they're good looking. They look great. They look better than they did last year. A lot of people looked a lot better. Hey, just before we get going today, just want to kind of start the service out, right? One, by honoring all of you beautiful people who are here in church at 10 a.m. the day after New Year's. Some of you just went to bed, and now you're already awake. So, you know, we understand it's never an easy thing, but so we want to honor you this morning for actually being here and showing up to church on January 1st. And I know that today, because you did, God is going to do something extraordinary in your life. So just before we get started, I just want to pray over a few people and get this thing going in the right direction, in the right way. And I believe today God's going to speak to you. I believe the prophetic flows on the 1st of January, because God wants to tell you what he's about to do for the rest of the year. And you know, God will keep secrets, but that's only because he wants us to find it. He doesn't want to withhold things from you so you never know it. He actually wants to speak to you. He will hold secrets, but that's because he wants you to find it. He wants you to go after him so that you can find out, God, what do you want to do in my life for this year? So it's good to have the Sonatas here. So I want to pray over you guys. And they're almost never here. They're an incredible couple. But, you know, just because you guys are here, want to pray for you guys. So just do this. Just stand to your feet. I know everyone's going to look at you, but that's okay. Come on, let's stretch our hands out to these guys. Sort of newly married. And just the hand of God on you. And they were here last night till about 3 in the morning as well, tearing down, cleaning up, getting things ready. And I see the hand of God on you, on your marriage, on your finances. I see a picture of a hammer, and I see you using that hammer not in just a random way, but in the way that it was purposed to be used. And I see that being a picture of what God is going to use you to do. There's a specific purpose for you, and this year is going to be discovering. It's like you've been searching, what is that unique thing? What is the unique thing that we are good at? And this year, God is going to reveal that to you. He's going to reveal what that unique thing is. He's going to speak to you. He's going to use you in that way, and you're going to be effective in that way. You can't hammer a nail with just any old thing. You need a hammer to do that, and that's what I believe God is going to use you to do. He says, I've designed you, I've separated you for a unique talent and ability, and God's going to use you to do that. What you place your hand to is going to flourish. What you place your hand to is going to excel. What you place your hand to, God is going to use, and you're going to see fruitfulness through it. I see discipleship happening in your home and people's lives. In fact, I see people who have been broken coming into your home and being made well again, being healed, being restored. So God, we thank you for this couple, for this year, for 2017, God truly being the best year of their life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Come on, why don't we give God a great shout today. Amen. Hey, so I know this is a 10 a.m. service. I know a lot of you have been awake for a long time, but we're going to go after it, all right? So I'm not going to speak to you like you just woke up a couple hours ago. I'm gonna speak to you like you've had a whole lot of sleep, that you're rested, that you're energized, that you are pumped up to hear from God today. So why don't you put your hands together for the band and the team doing an extraordinary job. Great job, guys. Yeah, last night was extraordinary, by the way. Everybody was partying, going to bed early, and the youth and young adult team, college team was here bringing people and encountering Jesus. So there was, you know, just around 500 college-age students and teenagers in here last night, and it was just phenomenal. Probably 60, 75 salvations last night, and just God was moving. God was moving. I was telling this last night that it's the party you go to and don't wake up with regret or a hangover. You actually wake up with a dream and a purpose. That's the best party to go to. That's why when we speak it, we speak about being in the house of God and making it a priority. And what you have to understand is this, is I don't say it because I'm up here. I'm actually up here because I say it. What do I mean by that? What I mean is that this has been a priority for me, that being in the house of God on a New Year's Eve or a New Year's Day or a Christmas Eve or whatever day that is, it's a priority because I know the goodness is going to flow out of me because I made a priority to be in God's house in the presence of God. And so last night was just extraordinary. So I just want to thank again all of the team for what they did and putting that thing on and working. When everybody else was on vacation, they were working hard, praying that it didn't rain, and it didn't rain so they could get on that crazy carnival ride that people throw up on. And they're nuts. They're crazy, but I love it. So congratulations. Make sure you congratulate them today. But I want you to open up first your Bibles to Matthew chapter 6. And I really believe this is a New Year's Day message for a lot of us. And they might not have this verse on the back. That's okay. But Matthew chapter 6 and verse 10. Basically, the disciples are asking Jesus how to pray. And he says, when you pray, pray in this manner. He says, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I'm not going to read the rest because I want to dwell on that right now. I want to dwell on heaven coming to earth. So I believe 2017, our heaven can come to earth. I don't know if you're on Instagram or Facebook right now, but you can see that every person is posting their top 9 photos of the year. All the great things that happened, all the good things that happened, all the most likes of their photos, whether that be the new dog they got or the person they got engaged to or whatever that may be, or a picture of food, or I don't know. There's all kinds of random photos out there, but everybody is posting about their top 9. And listen, it's cool to see it, but sometimes you're like, oh, I want to rejoice with you, but I also want to punch you in the face. Can I just be honest? Can I be honest? Is that okay with some people? I'm going to be honest with you. That you want to celebrate with people, but you're also like, stop showing me that brand new car you just got. Okay, I'm just being honest. But we see this, and it's the top 9 posts of the year, and it's the top 9 celebrations, and all of that. And that's really good, but for some of us, in fact, the majority of us today, maybe 2016 hasn't been a celebration. Maybe 2016 was actually a struggle. Maybe 2016, what you can't remember all the great things that happened. You're actually only remembering all the struggles that you had, all the negative things that took place, all the bad things that took place. And so today I want to talk to you and I want to tell you this story because I believe that this year in 2017, God's desire for you is to have heaven here on earth.
God's desire for you is to have heaven here on earth. But it's not just automatic. It's not just something that just happens. It is actually something that has to be prayed for, fought for, believed in. We actually have to put some practical things in place for us to have heaven here on earth. But I know that if you're in the back or in the front, whatever you came from, maybe this is your first time. God's desire for you today is to have heaven here on earth. God's desire for you is to have heaven here on earth. But the thing that's keeping us from our heaven, what I've discovered is a thing called our struggle. Is a thing called our struggle. Our struggles will keep our heaven from happening. What I mean by that is you and I will have a picture of what heaven looks like in our marriage. But our struggles in marriage will keep us from obtaining that heaven. Some of us will have a heaven picture of what our finances look like, but our struggle in our finances will keep us from that heaven. The struggle and fear will keep us from that heaven in hope and peace. That struggle in whatever that area may be in our lives will keep us from the heaven that God has for us. And so some of us, we want the heaven, we believe in the heaven, we want to have that breakthrough on earth, but because of the struggle, we aren't able to obtain it. Because of that struggle, we aren't able to get to it. Because of that thing in our life, because of that fear or that addiction or that shame or that guilt or that disappointment, which is probably the biggest killer of our heaven. Disappointment will be the biggest killer of your heaven if you're not careful. And so I want to talk about this scripture, and Marissa preached on it, so hopefully I can do what she preached on justice, but I want to talk about the woman with the issue of blood today. That woman who kind of encountered God and it was, everything was changed. So now I need you not to just sit back and be quiet today. I need you to engage in the preaching and engage in the Word of God. So why don't you open up your Bible to Luke. Go to Luke, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, because I know today God wants to do something exceptional in your life. Luke chapter 8, we're going to go there. We're going to talk about the woman with the issue of blood, because I believe that our struggles are there, but God has something great, and you can have heaven on earth this year. So Luke chapter 8 and verse 43, this is what it says. It says, "Now a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years, who had spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any, came from behind and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her flow of blood stopped. And Jesus said, 'Who touched me?' When all denied it, Peter and those with him said, 'Master, the multitudes throng you and press you, and you say, who touched me?' But Jesus said, 'Somebody touched me, for I perceive power going out of me.' Now when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said to her, 'Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace.'" Come on, let's pray. God, we thank you for this word today. We thank you that you are here. We thank you that you are moving. We thank you that you're going to change our life today. God, we thank you that your presence is here to do something new. We thank you that heaven is going to visit us here on earth. We thank you that this year will not be the year where we have almost obtained it, but a year where we have it. God, a year of breakthrough, a year of peace like never before, a year of oneness and love and laughter in our marriage, a year of breakthrough in our finances. God, a year of connecting with people that we have lost connection with. God, we pray for that. We know that that's going to happen. We know that your will is to have heaven come to earth. And so we believe for it. We strive for it. We know and we hope for it that it's going to happen today. Speak through me today, God. Let this word impact and touch and change every single one of our lives. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Amen. So we see this story in the Bible. We see this lady who's got an issue of blood. We see this lady who's got an illness. We see this lady who has something missing in her world. We see this lady that doesn't have it all together. We see this lady that for 12 years has had an issue. For 12 years has had a problem. For 12 years has had a struggle. For 12 years has believing for her heaven on earth, but for 12 years has not seen it. Year after year, she believes, this is my year. Year after year, she goes to maybe a New Year's Day service and said, this is my year, this is my time. But year after year, she's met with the same exact disappointment that she had the year before that. She's met with the same thing. She goes to the doctor. The Bible says she goes to physicians. She has spent everything that she has just to try to get better, but instead she grows worse. Instead of being met with a little bit of hope and a little bit of man, this year might be better, she's met with only worse news and more disappointment. If we're not careful, our disappointment will ruin the hope that God has for our life. And so this lady, and just like so many of us, I believe today, God has heaven for you here on earth. But what we've let happen is we've let the disappointment from the past, we've let that let down from whatever it is in our past has now robbed that future from us, has now robbed that hope from us, has now robbed what God wants to do in us and what God wants to do through us. And we see this happen in this lady's life. The title of this message this morning, because I haven't said it yet, is Let It Be. The reason it's Let It Be is because I believe that by the end of this message, you're going to be saying that, let it be. God, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God, I believe it today. I stand on it. God, I lift my hands and worship again. Maybe some of you today haven't lifted your hands in a while because you have lost hope that God is still good. Well, I believe that when you leave this place today in the next 30 minutes, you're going to leave this place saying, God, I believe that you're good again. I believe that you're for me again. God, I put my trust in you again. I put my hope in you again. God, I'm going for you. Come on, that deserves a little bit of a shout. Amen. Because all of our struggles seem to keep us from our heaven. Our struggle with sickness, our struggle with hatred, our struggle with fear, our struggle with finances, our struggle with shame. All of our struggles will keep us from our heaven. 12 years she had been waiting. 12 years for her heaven on earth and not seen it. Some of you maybe been waiting for longer than that. Maybe 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. Maybe 1 year, maybe 2 years, you've been believing. And when you look at that Instagram, like I'm saying, I'm just trying to be real to some people here because I know some of you, everything's good. Well, then help somebody else. But for everybody else who's not perfect, there's been some things this year that hasn't been that great. And you look at other people and you want to rejoice with them, but all it does is it brings up an old wound on the inside of you that's something that you believe for. And instead of you believing again, you've been grown callous. And you actually made a vow and said this, I will not believe. I will stop believing for that thing. It must just not be God's will. And so now we put that into our lives, and just because it has a struggle attached to it, we believe that it's just not God's will for our life. But I know this, that God's will for you is to have joy. God's will for you is to have peace. God's will for you is to have blessing in your marriage, to have relationships that flourish, to have incredible kids in your lives, to be in a place that you abound with blessing. That's God's will for your life. But because of the struggle, we've stopped believing. Because of the hardship, we have stopped trusting. I'm going to actually have the keys come up with me because I believe this is a prophetic word for a lot of us today. And I want them to flow with me because I believe if you can just sit back and just write this down and get this into your spirit. In fact, more than writing it down, I want you to get it into your spirit today. I want you to get it on the inside of you because God's will for you is to have heaven here on earth. God's will for you today is for you to meet him and encounter him like you've never encountered him before. For God to show up and do something new in your world. See, a lot of us have set goals and haven't met them, so we've stopped setting goals. We've written a vision card every single year on the second weekend of the month. God, I'm believing for this, and it hasn't happened. So we've actually made a decision. I won't write it down anymore. Maybe it's just not for me to have. Maybe I'll never have the same joy that person has. Maybe I will never have the same marriage that my pastors have. Maybe I'll not have that same life that my neighbors have. Maybe I'll not have the same children that my brother and sisters have. Maybe I'll not have what everybody else has. And because of disappointment and because of the struggle, we've stopped believing. We've stopped believing. And now when we used to look forward, we now regret. And now we don't like it. And now we stop. Now on Vision Sunday, we just don't show up. And our vision board is now blank and we've taken it off the wall. And we stop believing because of the disappointment that has happened and taken place. But I want to tell you this morning, that we see this lady who for 12 years has prayed. For 12 years has believed. For 12 years has spent everything that she has and still met with nothing. Nothing got better. Everything got worse. And then one day everything changes. Everything changes for this lady in one day, in one moment, in one encounter. And let me tell you why. Because I believe that this lady, it wasn't just by chance. It wasn't just coincidence. See, what I want to tell you about your struggle is this, and one thing that I observed and three things that I observed from this lady's life, from this woman who's not even named, but a woman who is in the Bible, who we learn and can live our life by what she has done here, is this. The first thing that she did is she outlasted her struggle. She outlasted her struggle. If we can get that, it'll change our world. Because this lady said this, I've done everything I can. So all I can do is just keep showing up. She outlasted it. See, if there's one thing the devil wants you to not believe, if there's one thing the devil wants you to buy in, it's to give up. To stop believing, to stop hoping, to stop trusting. One thing that your struggle doesn't want you to realize is that you're actually still here. See, once you realize this, that you're actually still here, that guess what? 2016 is gone. 2017 is here, and guess what? So are you. You're actually still here. Guess what that means? You're a winner. Because you outlasted the struggle. When you thought it's going to take you out, you're still here. And you might be beaten. You might be broken. You might be bruised. You might have taken some hits. You might be dragging yourself here, but you're still here. Which means you're a winner. You're still winning. Because you showed up when everything and everybody told you not to. You showed up still. You outlasted your struggle just like this woman. For 12 years, she could have said, you know what, I'm done fighting. I'm done doing this. I'm done showing up. I'm done being in this place. It's too hard for me. I've given everything that I can and nothing has happened. But she said, I'm going to keep going. I will keep showing up. I will keep waking up every morning and praising God for the miracle I haven't seen yet. I will keep praying, God, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God, I haven't seen my heaven yet, but I will not let my struggle ruin and take my heaven. So if all I can do is show up, then I will continue to do it. So if you want to have heaven on earth, if you want it to let it be this year, all you got to do one thing is just outlast the struggle. Is outlast it. Keep showing up. A lot of times we strive for perfection. God's not looking for perfection. He's not looking for it because that's why he had to come. He's just looking. Can you just show up when everything tells you not to? This woman, everything. 12 years with an issue, she could barely get out of her house. She could barely walk. She could barely trust. She would have been so weak and so miserable and so hurt and so lonely. But she says, if I can just outlast my struggle. You know, there's a quote that says this. It says, 97% of the people that quit too soon are employed by the 3% that never give up. So I wonder what we can do this year. We think it's the brightest and the best and the upbringing and the parents. But I think more often than not, it's just that attitude and that mentality. I will never give up. 2017, where I might not see it yet, I'm just going to keep showing up. I'm going to outlast my struggle. I'm going to outlast that fear. I'm going to outlast when fear tells me to hide my face. I'm going to show up, and it might not be easy. Because we know this, that courage is not the absence of fear, but actually just the determination that something is more important. And we have to understand that. In this lady, in her moment, in this day, for 12 years, says, I will outlast this because I still believe that my heaven can come to earth, that I can have my heaven experience. I will not let my struggles take away my heaven. I will still believe. I will still show up. I will keep going. There's a story of this gold miner in the gold rush in California. And he bought this piece of land and he was prospecting and looking for gold. And he found some little traces, but he never found kind of the mother lode that everybody else had experienced and found. And he did it for years and still nothing. So one day he says, you know what? There's probably not gold in this place. So he goes and he sells his land to somebody else. He sells his land and a guy comes and he comes with a surveyor and he comes with a couple other people. And they go and they test the ground and they find this area and they mine for gold. And sure enough, just 3 feet from where this miner had mined, they found the streak of gold that was unbelievably wealthy. 3 feet. 3 feet. 3 feet. From struggle to heaven. Sometimes it's just inches. Sometimes it's just a couple feet. Sometimes it's you just getting up one more day and saying, I know I don't feel like it, but God, I'm thanking you for my miracle. 2017, you might have had a bad decade of disappointment. You might have had a marriage of disappointment. But I still believe it because my Bible says it, that you can still have heaven on earth. God's will is not just for you to experience heaven just in heaven. He actually died so we could have heaven here in every part of our life. So she outlasts her struggle. Second thing is this, she has a revelation of what Jesus and who Jesus was. And Mark, it tells a story. So it tells the same story in the Gospel of Mark, but then it says this. It says that when she heard that Jesus was around, she went to him. The Bible says in Mark, it says when she heard about him, she went to him. When she just heard about him, which means this, you know, in that time, Jesus was not just referred to as the Savior. He wasn't referred to as just the miracle worker. He was referred to as a hypocrite. He was referred to as the Antichrist. He was referred to as so many awful things. So when she heard talk about Jesus, it wasn't all positive things. But she chose, in the middle of all the negative things, to hear what she needed to hear. She said, listen, I know that he might be something else to you, but to me, I'm hearing healer. To me, I'm hearing who I need. I'm hearing that he is my healer. He is my redeemer. He is my savior. He is my rescuer. He is my hope. He is my peace. See, this lady, the reason that she could get her miracle was because she had a revelation of who he was to her. That he was not this person that other people talked about. No, to her, he was her healer. So when she heard that he was around, she said, I gotta get up because what I heard is he's healer. What I've heard is that he's miracle worker. What I've heard is that he's my savior. So she gets up from where she is and she goes to him. Many things were said about Jesus, but to her, he was her healer. You have to have a personal revelation of who Jesus is. Who is he to you? You can't live on just my faith. You can't just live on what I believe Jesus is. You have to have something personal because everybody else was telling her that there was no hope. So she had to have a personal encounter with God and say, God, I know what men are saying about me, but God, will you come in and show me a personal revelation of who you are? So that's how she could hold on. That's how she could get through her struggle, was believing that my God is my healer. She had a personal revelation of who he was for her. Because of the personal revelation, she was able to go to him. Now let me tell you this, is the big one to me, is she has this issue. She has a problem, she has something missing in her life. And she goes to pursue Jesus. She goes through the crowd. She pushes through. She's got to crawl on the ground, maybe because she's weak, maybe because it's difficult. I don't know, but I think with the last ounce of strength in her, she crawls to where Jesus is. And the Bible says, like Marissa was saying earlier, that she reaches out and touches the garment, just the cloth, just the clothes of Jesus. And at that very moment, she has a revelation. A revelation that she has never had before. A revelation that she's never experienced before. A revelation that she thought that wasn't true, or she thought that was difficult, because for so many years, for 12 years, she thought that it was her struggle keeping her from her heaven. That it was a struggle keeping her from the life that she always planned, from the vision that she had, that it was a struggle that was keeping her from that thing. And all along, the enemy was the struggle. But as soon as she touched Jesus, she had a new revelation of the struggle. She realized that the struggle was not the thing keeping her from the heaven, but her struggle was what got her to the heaven. Her struggle was what got her to her Savior, what got her to her miracle. For the first time, she touches him and she's taken aback, because she doesn't believe what she just is revealed to her, that what kept her from him, she thought, was actually what got her to him. Because without the struggle, she would have stayed home. Without the struggle, she would have heard about him and let him walk by. But because of her struggle, she says, I must get to the feet of Jesus. What looked like negative for 12 years, she now realizes, thank you for my struggle. Because without my struggle, I would never have found my Savior. So listen, today I know all of us have a struggle. All of us have something. And our prayer is, God, take this away from me. But maybe today, that struggle is there so you can just get to Jesus. Because without it, you would have let him walk by. Without it, you would have missed out one of the greatest moments in your life. It's a struggle. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Psalm 61, 2, David says this: when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. See, as a revelation of the struggle, when I struggle, I go to God. When I'm in doubt, I go to him. When I'm in fear, I go to him. When I have an addiction, I go to him. Whatever the issue, whatever the problem is, I will go to him. I will not let my struggle keep me from him, but I will let my struggle take me to him. Today, whatever your struggle was in 2016, whatever your struggle was for the last 10 years or year or month or whatever it was, whatever that thing was, don't let it keep you from him. Don't let it keep you from him, but go to him. You don't have to go perfect. She was sick going to him. You don't have to go to him when everything is great. You can go to him angry. You can go to him messed up. A lot of us don't want to question God, but I believe God is actually pretty secure in who he is. He's okay with you questioning him, because he knows this, that when you question him, it means you're actually talking to him. So he's actually okay when you question him. He says, listen, I'm okay if you do it as long as you just talk to me, because when you talk to me, you're going to find out the real truth. So what is it today? What is the struggle that's keeping you from the miracle? What's the struggle that's keeping you from it? Can we not just try to do away with it, but can we actually let it bring us to him? One of the most beautiful things about this story is this. The Bible says that after she received her miracle, in verse 47, it says, now when the woman saw that she was not hidden anymore. For 12 years, I believe this woman felt like she was on the outskirts, that nobody noticed her, nobody cared about her. As soon as she got her miracle, she realized, I'm not hidden anymore. My miracle has now revealed something. See, your miracle, your struggle, that struggle has to be something that you break through, because people need to see the miracle. Don't let it hide. It's a beautiful moment. For the first time, I think she sees herself differently. For the first time, she sees my heaven on earth. She can't hide anymore, so she stands out. Because our miracles cannot be hidden. Your breakthrough cannot be hidden. Your testimony cannot be hidden. We have to tell people about how awesome our God is. When it happens, don't hide. Stand out. Say, here I am. With my miracle, with my breakthrough, I had a struggle, but my struggle will not define me. My struggle will not keep me. I will let my struggle take me to the rock that is higher than I. And I will get my breakthrough. And I will get my miracle. And I will continue to believe. I will continue to trust. I will continue to hope. Here's the thing about the struggle, because the devil likes to pretend that he's pretty smart. It's one of his, I think, areas that he wants to gloat about, of how cunning and wise he is. And so what happens is he has made us believe, and even what he did with Jesus is this. He's been deceived in believing that if I can get that death in there, that hopelessness in there, it will bring death. But what we learned 2,000 years ago on the cross is when the devil thought by killing it, he would take it away, what actually happened is by killing Jesus, he brought life to everything. So today, he wants to still convince you and make you believe that your struggle is going to end in death. But what he still has not learned 2,000 years later is that your struggle is going to bring life. Your struggle is going to bring something new. So why don't we all stand to our feet this morning? Just as we come to a close. Next week, we know, is Shredder Sunday, but we're going to shred all the negative and all the bad, and then it's Vision Sunday. But I believe before we can even get to that place, before we can get to Vision Sunday, before we can get to Shredder Sunday, before we can get to any of that, we have to realize this, that God's will for us is to have heaven here on earth. What's your heaven? Write it down. Believe for it. Hope for it. Outlast your struggle. Have a revelation of who God is. But then understand that your struggle is not what's keeping you from your heaven. Your struggle is what's going to get you to heaven. Your struggle is what's going to get you to the Savior. Your struggle is what's going to get you to God. Come on, lift your hands this morning. I'm going to pray for some people. We're gonna sing this song today as we close. But I know God wants to do something in some people's lives, the struggle, the pain, the fear, the hopelessness, the rejection, the addictions, the guilt, the condemnation, all of those struggles that you have had of 2016. All you have to do is remember that you're still here. You're still here. There is still hope. When everything wants to tell you that you lost, you're still here. And I know that if you're still here, God is not done. God is not done. God is not done. God is not done. You can have heaven here. You can have peace here. You can have what this woman had so many years ago, where in a moment everything changed. So right now, actually, I want you to do this today. If you're in here and you're believing that the struggles of 2016 2016 will be the breakthroughs of 2017. That the setbacks of last year will be the setups for this year. That whatever that is, whatever that issue has been for years, whatever the struggle has been, you refuse to let it keep you from. You will let it take you to Him. You will be like King David. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Whatever that struggle may be, if you're believing next year, let it be, my God. Heaven on earth, let it be. That nothing will keep me from it, that nothing will take it away, that I will believe again, that I will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. So if that's you this morning, on the first service of 2017, I want you just to lift your hands up nice and high right now, all throughout this place, and say, I will not let the struggle define me. I will let the struggle take me to Him. He will be my hope. His kingdom come, His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let it be right now in Jesus' mighty name. God, we thank You that on this day, God, Your will be done. Heaven will come to earth. The power of God is going to flow into people's lives today. I thank You for the miraculous breaking through. I thank You for the prophetic.